Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us this morning. Myself, Anna Steinfest, and Clinton Smith, we will be talking about how to overcome adversity. Good morning, Clinton. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Miss Anna?
Fantastic in this snowy, cold day in Green Bay, Wisconsin. So we decide to talk about how to overcome adversity. Why do you think we picked that topic this morning?
Because everything, I think, well, we talked about several things. And the one thing is everybody can, we talked about how everything is positive, everything is good, your business is going, your life is great. What happens if it's not that way? All of a sudden you hit a speed bump in the road and you don't know how to stop or how to get around that speed bump. Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. How
exactly,
do you
because,
fight through adversity?
Exactly, because adversity can happen to everyone. It's not isolated. It doesn't matter, like you said, how positive you are and what is going on with your life, how do you overcome adversity. So what are some of the tips you can share with our listeners this morning?
Okay, the first thing I would like to share is be positive. You know, wake up every morning and just be positive. You know, if it's something that happens during a previous day, let that go, because adversity is going to happen. You got to understand, adversity is going to happen. It is how you deal with the adversity. Number two is when adversity does happen, do you have anybody to process it with? Do you have anybody to talk about it? Do you have anybody that is going to be there for you if you go through those that time of adversity? Number three is you heard those cliches, and as corny as they are you going to dust yourself up, stand up, dust yourself off and keep going? Is this adversity going to stop you in your tracks, or is it going to keep you moving you forward? Number four, when you decide to move forward, how fast and how far are you going to go? Is it going to be a point of emphasis where you're going to go, no, I'm done, or are you going to turn around and go, you know what, I got to do this. I got to move forward. I got to be the man or the woman that I need to be. Those things are things that will keep moving you forward when it comes to going through adversity.
You know, you share very good points with us, but I just want to drill down a little bit, just because, like, for example, you say stay positive. How do you stay positive in when you are in the middle of adversity? That's, I think, we have to kind of explain or give some tips into that, because a lot of people cannot stay positive when you're in the midst of adversity. So what is your recommendation to stay positive?
That is a very, very, very good question. My suggestion is to, when I say stay positive, is to make sure that you write down, honestly, anger. Because a lot of people, when they go through adversity, they get angry. Recognize it. What is making you angry? Why are you going through this adversity? Write it down and be able to process it. And what I mean by process it is to find out, hey, what's making me angry? What is stopping me? What is making me go through this adversity? Once you get that, once you process that, once you be able to get to the other side, then you can go ahead and go, okay, I can take steps A, B, C, D in order to get through the adversity.
So your recommendation is pretty much to journal anything that's troubling you?
Yes.
And you should not complain. Rather
yes.
than, you know, you have to put a habit to put a in chronicle order all the things what makes you angry and kind of absorb that and go from there and try to look from the positive angle to this particular thing. And I would like to add that sometimes when adversity happens, we have to accept that we are building our inner strength also. So,
that's very good.
It is bad, but it's like you have to build your internal strength. And next time when adversity happens, you'll be stronger than the previous time.
Absolutely.
And
that's
what
fantastic.
About any final word, any final advice for our listeners?
Adversity is just one word. It is a word that is very relevant for a lot of individuals and a lot of people. It's tough. But as you said, Anna, once you have built, you know, find out and you know what your adversity would be, what will, you know, help you move forward when you're going through adverse times, you definitely will move forward and it will make you stronger.
That's correct. Thank you so much, Clinton, for your advice this morning. Thank you to all the listeners. And we will be with you next week. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, have a good day.